Mudslides and power outages across wide areas of California. It's been rain in the lower elevations while snow is falling in the Sierra Nevada. And a bipartisan $79 billion tax cut plan has cleared the House. Its fate in the Senate, though, remains uncertain. More details, srnnews.com.
As God calls us to serve Him, He calls us to study. Conservative Theological University provides studies on campus and online personalized distant education studies that lead to your certified degree. Earn your associate's, bachelor's, master's, or doctorate. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE today. Please leave your contact information for the staff to reach out to you. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE for Conservative Theological University.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on two stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for jumping on board and joining us today. Love to hear from you by way of your telephone call. Telephone call can be made 904-831-0917. Your call goes direct through the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion. Before we get back to our issue today, let me say to each of you, many of you are contributing online. You go to fcbcatjax.com, fcbcatjax.com. Go to the donate button. And thank you for those that have generously contributed. Our contract is nearing renewal, and we're going from $48,000 a year to about $72,000 a year. That's a pretty hefty increase in anybody's book. If you, this broadcast is a blessing to you, the ministry is a blessing to you. If it is informative and beneficial to you, if it is something you have appreciated, you're thankful for, keep on praying. Don't stop praying. And don't give one dime of your tithe money to this broadcast. Your tithe belongs to the local church. But when you're considering how you can support the ministry, let me say to you, we need your generous contributions on a monthly basis to continue to sustain Let's Face the Issues if we move forward as our contracts are to be renewed. Now, from $48,000 to $72,000 is a pretty hefty increase. So it's going to take your generous donations, your contributions for this broadcast to continue each and every day. So let me encourage you, go to fcbcatjax.com, fcbcatjax.com, find the click button. Thank you in advance for your donation, your generous contribution, that this ministry of Let's Face the Issues might continue. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're talking about war with Iran. Should America be concerned, worried? I'm looking at a headline, says the majority of Americans see an invasion at the southern border. Do you see that? Do you know, believe that's, are we having an invasion? Is there something wrong with just simply dropping the fence and allowing the invaders to come in? We have, I'm told, invaders coming in from about 160 nations around the world. The mega majority of them are young men, working men, without families. I have said for quite some time now, they're just anchors coming into America to then, once they get status, to be able to send for family members. And if we allow 8, 10, 12 million to do that in 48 months, that'll be 100 million people easily, which will overpower anything that's called the Constitutional Republic in the United States of America. This article reads, more than half of Americans say that there's an invasion at the southern border. The new poll found that the majority of Americans, including three-quarters of Republicans, say that either somewhat or completely true that the United States is experiencing a total invasion on our southern border, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing what I'm simply calling a war with Iran. But that's just simply the taking the bottle cap off the bottle. When you look at what's in the bottle, if you will, we're looking at a global battle, and it fulfills the prophetic text in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. In Ezekiel 38 and 39, the scripture is very, very clear, ladies and gentlemen, what's going to take place. And what will happen is Russia will lead a five-nation coalition. By the way, the overwhelming majority of that five-member coalition of nations, those are fully made up of Islamic jihadists, Iran, Turkey, Germany, Libya, Syria. Ladies and gentlemen, the study of Ezekiel 38 and 39, let me just say this. Ezekiel chapter 37 comes before 38 and 39. Ezekiel 37 talking about the Valley of Dry Bones, and that was the prophetic text about the coming revival, renewal, the coming restoration of the nation of Israel. That happened in 1948. There's been that time frame between then and now, but we're watching the fulfillment now, the beginning of the fulfillment of Ezekiel 38 and 39. We need to be aware, ladies and gentlemen, we are at war with Iran, but it's much broader war. I'm looking at a headline. Could U.S. face an attack like the one in Israel? Franklin Graham warns that our terrorists are already among us to attack. As this article reads, and I'll read a part of it, and then we'll take our caller. As the world reels from the shocking display of Hamas atrocities committed against Israeli civilians, some are wondering if the U.S. could also be vulnerable for a similar type attack. Franklin Graham warns that the U.S. may have already released countless terrorists into our own country. Disguised among the millions of migrants who have flooded across the southern border in the last few years, there are tens of thousands of military-aged men from countries like Cuba, Nicaragua, Venezuela that are walking into this country. And we don't know who they are. And so could they just have a coordinated attack at some point where they walk into a theater, a grocery store, a shopping center, and start spraying bullets like they've done in Israel? He makes a dramatic statement. It could happen in America. Ladies and gentlemen, that question is very, very clear. Could the U.S. face an attack like the one in Israel? And the answer to that question is yes. Have we witnessed that on our home soil yet? Not yet. But we have witnessed the attack on U.S. personnel. Three military personnel. Three American soldiers killed by an Iranian-made drone with about 30-some-odd injured. And it culminates after about 170 attacks on military personnel, military camps, in the Middle East. We're witnessing a war against America carried out by Iran, just as Iran has carried out the war against Israel. It is based on the Islamic jihadists and their desire to bring about chaos, confusion, and calamity on a global basis. That's in their theological, if you call it theological, that's in their theological perspective of what needs to be done. So the ultimate stepping on the scenes of the hidden imam, as they call it, can step on the scenes and lead the world to convert to Islam. That's their perverted, twisted, idiotic belief for the future. And they're trying to bring that about. I believe we have Jose on the line. Jose, go over to question or comment, please.
Hey, brother. I was watching last night, you know, some of the highlights, and it's amazing to see. I wonder if that's the pattern or that's the mindset of all those liberals nationwide. According to them, the border is sealed. The border is secured. It is, and I'm like, wait a minute, these people live in another planet? Or are they all in one accord? Deny, 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 deny. Because you don't need to be a politician to watch the news and see this flow and invasion of illegals and so many asylum fakers. And they with a straight face, they said that the border is under control. Do you see that liar Mayorkas saying the same thing, that they are doing a better job than the previous administration? And I'm like, yeah, it is laughable, bro. But you go like, are these people for real? Are they living in a different planet? I wonder if they get together via text and they in one accord. Let's deny everything. Let's lie. And we're going to get away with it. But I mean, it made me wonder sometimes how they got to that conclusion. And the spokesperson with a straight face, the same thing. Look, and she said, look at the numbers. The Biden numbers are better than Trump's. And I'm like, wait a minute, are you kidding me? And nobody challenged that. Where are the fact checkers, brother? That's my other question. Remember with Trump, every single day, you got the fact checkers on CBS, NBC, MLSD, CNN, fact checkers. Where are the fact checkers now checking those facts that they talk from the White House? I mean, everything is so obvious and it's so clear, you know what I mean? That if you want to see it, I mean, this is, I don't have a word for that. It make you, you know, sometimes I laugh and I'm like, wait a minute, this is for real what they're saying. I don't know if it's mentally challenged or what's going on with these people, or they just shamelessly lying to the American public, those that want to be fooled and they don't want to see it. You know what I mean?
But what is happening, it is not that they're ignorant. It's not that they're dumb. It's not that they cannot add and get two and two and get four. Perhaps there's a thinking that they got their credentials or education out of the U.S. educational system, therefore they are academic dummies and cannot count, cannot read, cannot. No. It's beyond that. They have a plan. There's a modus operandi that's taking place. They're carrying it out, and that is the overthrow of the United States of America. They are the Socialist Marxist Communist Party that's in control of America today through Joe Biden and the globalist mindset that we've got to destroy the sovereignty of America in order for America to be no greater, no stronger, no superpower, and they're doing that by the open borders. So with Mayorkas and the straight face, and I've sat and watched him sometimes, Jose, on television as I watch him, and he has such a deadpan, straight face, liar look. But the mindset of all of the crowd that's in Washington today, it seems to be lie, deny, lie, deny, lie, deny until your clock runs out, and then you can then blame it on Trump, you can blame it on the Republicans, you can blame it on the other side of the aisle, and somehow, some way, the sad thing is, Jose, multitudes believe the lie.
Yeah, it is sad, brother, because the educational institutions, it's sad to say this, they don't base, they're not based on facts. They're based on feelings. Well, that's right. I feel like this. Well, I feel like that. Wait a minute. And I think that's the issue. And then when you speak common sense to them, then they start calling you names.
Yep.
You are a xenophobic. You are a homophobic. Wait a minute.
Yep.
Why you jump from here to there? And I think I blame the education system, because they have been brainwashed and they have removed, erased that common sense. Hey, why don't we debate in difference of opinion? You know what I mean? I believe in this. I believe in that. Let's bring it up to the table. No. As soon as you go against what they think, they call your names and they just flee from the conversation. That's what's going on lately. I mean, it's crazy. But the other point that I have, brother, I know you read the Bible, Revelation chapter 21, verse 12 on. I was reading it, and I got a question for you. Maybe you have the answer. That's going to be the New Jerusalem. And that city is going to have, guess what is going to have around that? The new city, Jerusalem. A wall around it.
That's
my
right.
question is, why the city is going to have a wall? Maybe because nobody's going to enter illegally, not knowing the Lord. They have to have the legal papers to be a citizen and be with our King and Lord Jesus Christ. So my question is, why that city has a wall? The height is like 12 stadiums high. Maybe because, I don't know. But that's my question, brother. Revelation 21 from verse 12 on. But yet, they want to put a wall here and everything start jumping and doing a lot of crazy things. Do you see those illegals in New York attacking that police officer and beat him up? You hear about that one also?
Yes. Nothing done. They're tossed into jail overnight, released the next morning with no bond.
We're not bond. Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. But that's what the Democrats have been doing.
Jose, let's take a moment.
You touched
on Revelation 21 about the walls.
Yes.
It has the walls, and you touched on it very succinctly. There's a need to have a wall because you have to have credentials to get in that wall. Just for examples of in the world situation today. China has a wall around it. The Holy See, the headquarters for the Roman Catholicism, they've got a wall. When we get to heaven, that place called heaven, the New Jerusalem in Revelation chapter 21, by the way, I cover that a great deal in my latest book, mm-hmm. That Place Called Heaven. I exegete chapter 21 very clearly, and it's talking about the fact that there is a wall, and just as you said, it takes special credentials to get in the gates. There's 12 gates around that wall, in that wall. And that wall is 100, I think it's 144 feet high, if I'm not mistaken. It's something like the 12 gates in it, and I've forgotten how many cubits, but it's about 140-some-odd feet high. It's a pretty good-sized wall. And outside of the wall, outside of the Holy City, outside of the New Jerusalem, will be all of those that did not inherit the kingdom of God because of the saying no to Jesus Christ. So you're right. It takes special credentials to get into the wall. And yet there's a mindset with America that we don't need a wall. We don't need a southern border. We can just let everybody come in. It is because we have open borders. And as Jose, I'm looking at a headline, Tucker Carlson says, the open border allows an invasion of our country. Another headline, America is now being invaded. It's the illegal invaders because we have no walls, no gates to say that you can't come in. So, Jose, it's going to take Christians praying. We need to speak up, stand up, be heard, be seen. We need to be witnessing, working, and waiting the Lord Jesus Christ's return because he is Amen. Soon coming back. Thank you Amen, so much,
brother.
Jose, for your call.
Thank you, brother.
We need to keep praying, brother. God bless you. I believe I have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go over the question or comment, please. Kenneth, are you there? Okay, next call. I believe I have Derby on the line. Derby, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, I'd like to talk about the U.S. military. And
Good.
That is anyone above the rank of enlisted men. So they are fine. But the role of the military is to protect our borders.
Mm-hmm.
And the military is not doing its job, period. Can you tell me that a bunch of uneducated third world country people can invade our country and the U.S. military is impotent? Are they a better force than our U.S. military Hello? That is supposed to be the best? I think they are. The U.S. military, everyone above enlisted, is a piece of crap.
You're exactly right. One of the things we have is military has been ordered to stand down. Military cannot intervene. Military has been ordered to stand down. We have the Department of Homeland Security that is involved in and supposed to be protecting our southern border. But now the DOJ and the DHS, they've given the orders to the Border Patrol to start cutting the razor wire to open the borders to Texas, where the Texas governor has said that we're going to secure Texas. I'm thankful, Derby, that we've got a governor like the governor of Texas, and I'm thankful that we have our governor, Ron DeSantis, and 25 other governors that's standing with the governor of Texas that's saying we're going to send the National Guard troops to help Texas secure their border. I believe that it is incumbent upon every state, including every border state, because in America, every state is now a border state because we have so many invaders that have been transported across America by the federal government at the behest of Joe Biden and the globalists that are in charge of our nation today. And so you're exactly right. Our military literally is stronger and has the power to do so. They've been told to stand down. There's no way that we can secure our borders with the Biden administration in charge. And now that you heard our previous caller earlier say that Biden is saying that, and his DHO head is saying that the borders are secure. They don't see any problem. And now finally they're admitting that there is a crisis, there is a problem, but saying that the problem is no greater or less in size than it was with Donald J. Trump. So, Derby, the question is, do you believe we're at war with Iran? If so, what is the answer? How should we respond as conservatives, Christians, and patriots? What should we do?
Well, I think in international affairs, we should put the U.S. first. And if they attack us, we attack them 10 times stronger. And that's all there is to
Absolutely.
Let the chips fall where they may. Remember, we won World War II by bombing the hell out of Japan and Germany. And that was it. We won. Nothing to worry about. So we got to do the same to the whatever country, mostly the Arab Muslim countries.
It is the Islamic. It is the Islamic jihadist that we're really at war with. We can put a face on it. We can call it Syria. We can call it Turkey. We can call it Russia. We can call it Iran. But it's the Islamic jihadist war that we are against. And unless we speak up, stand up, and secure our borders immediately, even at that, Derby, I don't know that we can reverse the trend, reverse the status. For example, President Trump has said if he's reelected, he's going to deport, have major deportation and clear the decks. The governor of South Dakota on Fox News early morning said that she would deport all of the invaders that have come in. That will never happen. Time there's an attempt to deport the socialist Marxist judges in America will stop Trump or any other president that wants to deport these illegals, will stop it for 2 to 5 years, and by that time it's too late. Too late.
Well, I'd say we need to deport not only the recent invaders, but any illegal, period. Even if you came 20 years ago and you have a family and a business, illegal is illegal. If you use a fake social security to work, that's identity theft, and that is a federal crime. So we need to deport anybody who has abused our laws, ignore our laws. And concerning Muslims, they come here to colonize, to turn parts of the U.S. or the whole U.S. if they could into a Muslim enclave.
Yes.
Another Muslim country. So we don't need to have any Muslims who do not pledge allegiance to our Judeo-Christian principles and values and culture. If you cannot do that, you don't belong here. I don't care if you came over 50 years ago.
What should we do with Ilhan Omar that's in the U.S. House?
Oh, yes. I know what she said. So everybody in Congress should say, you're out of Congress and we remove your citizenship, period.
Well, and, see, I'm looking at an article that recently with one of her statements. Ilhan Omar tells a crowd of Somalians that her top priority is to put Somalia first and expand its territory in America. The U.S. government will do what we want, nothing else, she said. They must follow our orders. That's how we safeguard the interest of Somalia. And so I believe she needs to be deported post-haste. I believe that she should have never been allowed to be sworn in to the U.S. House of Representatives. And we've got several others in the U.S.
Or to become a citizen. We don't need new immigrants who behave like that, who think like that. Anyway, that's what I have to say. Thank you so much.
Derby, thank you so much for your call. You're spot on. Let me do a little footnote to a lot that we've said today. I'm looking at a headline that says, Biden administration sends millions to religious nonprofits facilitating mass illegal migration to America. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that's about 6 or 8 pages, and it talks about over 200 plus NGOs, that's non-government organizations, all of them being religious organizations. Listen very carefully. Just about every mainline denomination, almost every mainline denomination, is now receiving millions, collectively, hundreds of millions of dollars from the federal government to help bring in the illegals, paying them, housing them, clothing them, feeding them. And it's not out of benevolence. It's out of the money that's going into the NGOs, the religious organizations. It says the CIS examination of the subset of 200-plus NGOs helping a mammoth UN-led immigration assistance project reveals pass-through taxpayer funding of the worst mass migration in U.S. history. And it goes on to say that these 200-plus nonprofit, religious nonprofits, dole out $1.6 billion in cash, debit cards, food, clothing, medical treatment, shelter, and even humanitarian transportation during the 2024 millions of U.S.-bound immigrants in 17 Latin American nations and in Mexico. And ladies and gentlemen, it is the Biden administration using tax funding, taxpayer money funding, to fund these NGOs, and as these illegal invaders come in, they get envelopes with debit cards, with cash money, plus then food, clothing, and shelter that's taken away from the needs of American citizens. I'm opposed to it. I'm opposed to it. I believe that we need to take care of Americans first. I believe the borders need to be closed. I believe we need to recognize that, yes, we are in a war with Iran, but it's only a little tip of the iceberg of the totality of the global battle that we are entering into. I'm looking at a headline that says, Jews will most definitely be killed, according to a Wisconsin imam that declared that. By Allah, all of them will be killed by Muslims. They will be executed by Muslims. And it goes on to talk about the diatribe that's being carried out from the, quote, pulpits of Islamic jihadists today in America. We need to recognize the danger that's before us. What does all of that mean? How should we then live? As Christians, conservatives, and as patriots, we need to be willing to take a stand verbally, visibly. But most of all, we need to pray. We need to plan. We need to protect and be prepared. Because, ladies and gentlemen, the worst days are yet before us, in my most humble opinion. We need to take a stand. We need to say yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. And we need to keep looking up, lift up our heads, for our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. Your